Storm Lake Radio, a visit with South Central Calhoun girls basketball coach Dave Burks. And Dave, after that big senior class graduated that led you to two state tournaments last year, you still did very well with the group you had, and quite a few of those girls returned this year, so I'm sure you feel pretty good that you can do some good things this year again.
Yeah, we've got five returning lettermen. We lost Jane Kamani-Vong and Shelby Kingery that were key parts of last year, and last year was really a good year. Like you said, graduated a great class, and this group of kids really came together and got better last year. And so this year, you know, we've got three returning starters. Maddie Jones will be our point. And then we got two post players in Allison Burks and Hannah Seal. So we're going to build around those three. And hopefully, kids are just going to have to keep stepping up and keep getting better throughout the year.
Yeah, Maddie did very well as a freshman last year, and your daughter Allison, as you said, will be a key part of things for the Titans. And what about those other players that you look to build around, those three that you mentioned?
We've got some seniors. Abby Clark, she started in the Jamboree. We're expecting her to be a shooter for us. Mick Shute played last year, also a letter winner. She's another guard that we're going to expect some things out of. We've got some younger kids, post players, that are going to have to step up. Heidi Hammond, I mentioned, she has played some. So, you know, those are kind of the bulk of who's looking for playing time.
What's it going to take? What are you focused in on to try and improve what you did from a season ago? And what are your main concerns, points to especially address this year?
An offensive continuity. You know, we lost Jaden Kamani-Vong that was our leading scorer. Somebody's got to pick that up, whether by committee or one person. Step in. We've got to, be able to handle the ball. You know, somebody's got to step up besides Maddie Jones and pass the ball and run the show. Give her maybe some opportunities to get more shots as an off guard. Our inside presence has to give us a little bit more with Allison and Hannah. Mick Shoup has got to be able to shoot the ball. Heidi Hammond's got to shoot the ball. We got a freshman, Emma McKinney, that's coming on that's going to have to give us some points. So I think this year is going to be a little more points by committee as opposed to maybe Jaden leading the way. And then, with that same concern about offense, our defense got to get better to the point where defense leads to offense. And we've got to get some steals, get a rebound and score off a transition and have various people step up.
Basketball can end in a tie, Dave, if it's a scrimmage, and we're chatting just after your matchup with Ridgeview here a Saturday at the Storm Lake Jamboree as you played to a 28-all standstill for your first taste of game-like action. How did you feel about things?
Well, I enjoy coming up here. We've come up for this Jamboree for a long time. Granted, you only get to play two quarters, but it's your first taste of game-like atmosphere, official score, the whole gamut there. And at times we look really good. In fact, we were up about 12 at about the maybe 5-minute mark. Put some younger kids in, trying to get them experience, and needless to say, we had some growing pains there. But right down to the end, they had the ball with a little over 2 seconds left, up two. We forced a turnover, and so then we had the ball with about 1 second left and got a bucket off and knocked it down and tied the game. So that's okay. We did a lot of good things and learned a lot, so we're going to be moving on from there.
Twin Lakes Conference, once that time rolls in, there'll be a few tough teams, PAC-LM, Newell Fonda, of course, to name a couple, but I'm sure you feel you're capable of finishing right up there.
Oh, absolutely. Needless to say, I think Pocahontas will be the cream of the state. Class 3A, I'm not sure who's going to beat them. They're they're going to be so good with everybody back from last year. So that's going to be a tough matchup. But, you know, we feel like we're going to compete with Newell. We're going to compete with Manson. Saw Sioux Central out here tonight. You know, they've got a pretty good group coming back. So, you know, typical Twin Lakes Conference, there's going to be some awfully good competition night in, night out.
South Central Calhoun girls basketball coach Dave Burks, looking forward to seeing you a few times this year, Dave, starting with the season opener, home opener on Tuesday night here against the Storm Lake Tornadoes. Thanks for your time. All the best.
All right. Appreciate it. Thank you.